Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Today is Monday, April the 15th, 2024. Today we have a very important episode for you. Today we are going to talk about, as I told you yesterday, in the bonus episode. If you haven't listened to that already, go ahead, listen to the episode we did yesterday. But today we are going to talk about, this is the money week of the podcast. Today we are going to talk about building equity in your name, okay? Today we are going to talk Trump, Al Sharpton, Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Mr. Beast, Michael Jordan, anybody you can think of that has built equity with their names. Ladies and gentlemen, and you can do the same, all right? Now, why are we talking about this? Because sometimes, as you well know, it's not about the money you have. It's about the money that you can make. I read this article once with Stan Lee of the Marvel Comics. He talked about if he wanted a new dress for his wife, or if he wanted to do something new for himself, he would get in there and write a story. You know, he would write a comic book story, you know, because people knew Stan Lee. You know, the name Stan Lee started to become, you know, synonymous with comic books. You know, he wrote a lot of comic books. Now, I don't know if you're big into comic books, but lately I've read, in the last 10 years, especially since like Stan Lee died, I read, you know, did Stan Lee write a lot of that stuff? They trying to question, you know, Stan Lee. But it does not matter, because at the end of the day, Stan Lee was able to, you know, he could write a script, he could write a comic book, he could get paid, you know. And it's just like, you know, I was born in 1979. I think about this sometimes. The name Donald Trump has been around since I was a kid, you know. When I watched wrestling, WrestleMania 4, they was in Trump Plaza, you know. Macho Man, he won the heavyweight championship right there in Trump Plaza. The name Trump has been synonymous with, you know, luxury. You know, forget about President Trump, forget about all that, forget about the politician, but the man himself, the real estate mogul, you know, at the end of the day, he's in real estate. Have you ever thought about in your town, do you know who sells real estate? Do you really care who sells real estate? No, you do not. Let's be honest. But this guy has taken his name. You know, he was, you know, a real estate person. You don't care about real estate. But he has taken his name and made it synonymous with luxury, with high end. You know, people were like, hey, I'm staying in Trump Towers. I'm going to the Trump, whatever, you know, Trump, luxury. You know, he's been bankrupt a few times or whatever, lost money, but the name itself is equity. The name itself can always get him back going, you know. I read like a month ago, they was talking about he had to pay $175 million, something like that. The thing that he had, it was valued at like $5 billion or something like that. He was able to take the brand he had been using, some type of media platform, and he turned it into billions of dollars. Now, it's bananas to you. It's probably bananas to me, but equity, name equity. Yeah, he has a name. He has a brand. You know, it doesn't matter. He can go broke tomorrow, and he will make money quick because his name is synonymous with hotels. His name is synonymous with luxury. It's just the way it is, you know. You look at Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton is the same way. Al Sharpton is synonymous with, you know, Al Sharpton has positioned himself, you know, in a, whatever you think about Al Sharpton, does not matter. He has positioned himself social positioning, you know. Al Sharpton, he has met with presidents. People has taken his counsel. Whatever, his name has equity. He was able to take all that, get a show on MSNBC. Al Sharpton, he has taken his name and made it into something that is, you know, a value, you know. Doesn't matter what you think. We're not going off your feelings. We're not going off your opinions, your thoughts. Right now, we are just talking about name equity only, because I can hear you right now thinking, I don't give a about Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton, he don't really care about you either. But this guy, he was able to take, you know, I remember in the 80s, there was a controversy about something happened and he was a part of it. They falsely accused people. But Al Sharpton, ever since then, he's been in the news. You know, anytime something happens, you know, in your neighborhood community, Al Sharpton is right there. Whether he was big Al Sharpton, skinny Al Sharpton, does not matter. His name is always his name resonates. You know, he was able to get a TV show, and I'm sure if MSNBC or CNN, whichever one he works for, if they fired Al Sharpton tomorrow, he would be able to take himself, take his brand, take his name, and his name equity, and get another job at some other, you know, place, whether it be radio, whether it be a YouTube channel. People would tune in, people would watch, and the money would flow in for him. It's the same as, you know, I just know about Jake Paul and his brother. They were on YouTube, and apparently they took life off YouTube, and one became a boxer and one became a wrestler. I just saw the guy wrestling the other day, and my nephew, they have an energy drink, Prime Energy. My nephew loves it. He loves the Prime Energy. He likes to go try it out. He likes to drink it. And I was watching the last hour of the wrestler of WrestleMania. And there it was, in big old boat, sponsored by Prime Energy, you know. They had a guy out there dressed as a Prime bottle. So, and I remember seeing them. They was on, one of them had NFTs that were apparently not the greatest thing in the world. And they got called out for it on a video by this guy named CoffeeZilla. He called them out. And did it hurt the Paul boys? No, because they have a name. They have cachet. They have equity in their name now, you know. Their name means something. So these guys, they're what, 20-something, 30-something? For the rest of their life, you know, it doesn't matter what happens. If they go broke, it doesn't matter what happens. I know the boxer, he's going to fight Mike Tyson, you know. It doesn't matter if people, I know a lot of people, they're like, he's not a professional boxer, but what he brings in is something that a lot of boxers are not bringing in these days. Since Floyd Mayweather gave it up, boxing is not the biggest sport like it used to be. In the 80s, when Mike Tyson fought, you had to go to somebody's house, get the $49 pay-per-view. Mike Tyson might beat him in a minute. He might beat him in 2 minutes. It might beat him in 3 minutes. But the point was, Mike Tyson was drawing in money. Floyd Mayweather can draw in money. Jake Paul can draw in money. So it doesn't matter, you know, what you think about him. He has a name, he has a brand, he has equity in his name. So he can go from $1 million to $0 in about a month. He'll have, not even probably a month, but I'm sure in a matter of time, he will get a big deal, you know. Michael Jordan is 60 years old, and Michael Jordan has been selling shoes since I was knee high to a grasshopper. Michael Jordan is the billionaire because he has sold more tennis shoes to kids, to adults, to people than probably anybody on the planet. Michael Jordan, you know, Nike, I don't know Nike's valuation. I know Nike's probably worth billions and billions of dollars. And Michael Jordan had quite a bit to do with that. Michael Jordan has a name. Michael Jordan is a brand on itself. Michael Jordan has opened the door for many, many athletes to become brands of their own, not just in basketball, football, baseball, track. Does not matter. Michael Jordan has opened the door. And I mean, like, not just, hey, we're going to give you $50,000 to endorse it. No, you know, your name, you invest heavily. Michael Jordan has a jet with his name all on the side of it because he has sold tennis shoes to people. And he's also done many a commercial. You know, the name Michael Jordan, he has equity. He can go flat broke right now, and tomorrow Michael Jordan will have more money in his pocket than most of us will ever see in our lifetime, okay? Because he has a name, he has equity in his name, and it's worked out for him. Oprah, same thing, Oprah. You know, Oprah has a... Whenever she promotes a book, everybody knows that book is going to be, you're going to be a bestseller. It's going to change your life. Oprah has a stroke that not many daytime talk show people, not even many, that no other daytime talk show host ever had. You know, Oprah had the power to change, you know, a book from nobody's read this book to everybody's read this book. And she put on the Dr. Fields of the world, the Dr. Oz's, the Rachel Ray's, you know. So she has name equity. She can go broke tomorrow, and by the next day she'll be back. She'll bounce back because she has a name, and the name sells, you know. So whenever you, it doesn't matter. You know, this is one reason why it doesn't matter what you promote, whether you do affiliate marketing, you do multi-level marketing, you copyright, you want to run a service, you want to run a business, always be upfront, be using your name, you know, if you create a product, put your name on the product, because you want to add value to yourself. You want to add value to your name. You know, people see you. If you are an affiliate marketer and you are knocking it out the park, and people see you promoting a new product, they're going to go, you know what? I'm going to give them a chance because I know him. I like him. I like her. Mostly him, because we all know most guys listen to this show. But you know, always, whenever you promote, do something with affiliate marketing, or you do something with whatever, you put yourself first. You say, hey, it's me. It's just you want to build up your name. And the reason why you want to do that is because whenever you build a list, you build an email list, you grow an email list. If you build up your name, anytime that you send out, you send out emails to this list, they will go, oh, boom, they're back. Danny Boy is promoting another product. I'm going to buy it because I know Danny Boy. I like Danny Boy. Danny Boy is great. And boom, 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 you know, okay? So you want to be putting stock in your name. You want to put equity in your name. And the more you do that, the easier it will be, no matter what happens, no matter if you go belly up, you can always come back and say, hey, boom, here I am. I'm back. You know, this, I'm dead broke, but I got a chance. You don't want to be like, I'm dead broke. I got no equity in my name. I got nothing going on. What am I going to do? You're going to struggle. You want to get to the point where you know no matter what, no matter what happens, it's, you know, because money comes, money goes. But the most important thing is, how fast can I get some more money? How fast can I get back money? You know, how easily can I make more money? You know, you want to get to that point where it's like, all right, I can make money fast. You know, sometimes people, they go, you know, it takes a long time, you know, to make money. And it doesn't have to be that way. And you don't have to be one of those people that are like, man, it takes forever to make money. You can get out of that by building your name, putting stock in your name, you know, turning your name into equity. Look at Walt Disney. Disney World, they can go broke tomorrow. Disney World will have people come in the next day and they will be back. They have plenty of cash. Everybody knows Disney. Some people just only go to Disneyland, Disney World to do vacation, to spend all their money, you know? They have name value. Trump, Disney, you know. I read a book about Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs got fired from Apple, but because he had been successful at Apple, he was able to go off, you know, and create other things. Like, he didn't create Pixar, but he helped them become what they are today. And so Steve Jobs, he worked on other things, and Apple started to fall apart, and they said, hey Jobs, come back, you know. But he got fired from Apple, but he was still able to use his name. It's like, hey, this guy created something important, so let's bring him back, or we trust that we can work with him because he has proven that he can get the job done. And that's what you want to do whenever you're in business. You know, it's like Tiger Woods, he built up a lot of equity. He was a brand, you know, he had a lot of sponsorships. He got into some trouble in 2009. You know, he got into a car accident, you know, his wife, you know, he had a lot of affairs. He got dropped by a lot of people, but he's Tiger Woods, and you know, he was going to come back. He was going to bounce back. He came back. He started playing golf. He won a couple of tournaments. You know, his name is synonymous with golf. Tiger Woods, for a long time, he was golf. And so the sponsorships, they came back better, bigger and better than ever. And, you know, he won another tournament. He won another Masters, you know, and he had a name that was, you know, no matter what had happened at that point in his life, he was still going to be able, he could have went, they could have said, Tiger Woods, your ex-wife is going to take all your money, and Tiger Woods would have still been a millionaire in about six months at the most. But he would have been a millionaire. It wouldn't have took long at all, you know, because he has name equity. And he would have been a millionaire, and he wouldn't have had to went out and hit a golf ball, because at that point, the name was valuable. He could have put his name on the golf course. He could have put his name on anything, and they would have said, oh man, come on, Tiger Woods, welcome back. Okay. It's just how it is. And that's what you want to do when it comes to your name. You want to, the name, your website, you want to make sure that you are gaining the ability to be able to create money whenever you want, however you want. You don't want to have to wait and say, you know, when do you think I can get paid? When can I get paid? How do I get paid? You want to be able to have your name, you know, to say, hey, this is who I am. This is what I built, you know, and money flow in like that, you know. You want to learn how to attract money to you. And building your name, putting equity in your name is a great way to say, hey, it doesn't matter. Does not matter what happens. Does not matter who does what, who takes what. If I wake up this morning, I know at the end of the day, I can bring home money. That's what you want. Not just nickel and diamond, but I mean money. Okay? On a regular basis, no matter what happens. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, think like the gentleman I told you about, from Trump to Al to the Paul brothers, Mr. Beast. You know, Mr. Beast has a name. You think YouTube? You think Mr. Beast? He can go broke tomorrow. He can start another YouTube channel and he'll probably get 10 million views in one day, and the money will start generating again. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, you want to be like that. Tomorrow we are going to discuss more about money. This is the Money Week. So if you like it, subscribe so you can get the episodes on a regular basis. We'll be back tomorrow with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Zano. Thank you for listening. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.